Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here. I hope you are doing lovely today. So, let's tune into conscious relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about the crown chakra, Sahasrara. That is the seventh chakra. What you do is what the whole universe is doing at the place you call the here and now. You are something the whole universe is doing in the same way that the wave is something that the whole ocean is doing. The real you is not a puppet which life pushes around. The real deep down you is the whole universe, as said by Alan Watts. Now, as Kundalini energy rises up from the lower chakras, we enter into the realm of pure consciousness. The vital breath has been inhaled. The sacred utterance has been spoken. The divine light has been felt, and the third eye has been opened. We now know the truth that only higher consciousness can bring. One is all, and all is one. We are now and forevermore receptive to stimuli, to which in the time before we were insensate. Shakti has removed the veils of Maya, that is illusion, which have evaporated like a mirage. In this episode, we will discuss the eternal significance of the seventh and final chakra, Sahasrara, the crown chakra. We have now ascended the chakra from which all chakras emanate. We have achieved the last milestone of human awareness, the pinnacle of the human spiritual condition. Here, sacred energy is infinite and wisdom is pure and eternal. Before, things were merely relative, a state of duality, right? Now things are absolute. We have obtained a state of nirvikalp samadhi, that is a state of non-duality, where we realize we are one with the cosmos and everything in the cosmos is one with us. A singularity of self has been reached. The cosmos has emptied its energy into us, as we have emptied our energy into it. Everything is now an eternal beacon of providence. Like Alan Watts said, God emptied to the limit is man, and man emptied to the limit is God. The Sahasrara chakra is symbolized by a lotus with 1,000 different colored petals, arranged in 20 layers of 50 petals. It encompasses the crown of the head, where all chakras are integrated. While it passes into infinity from the top of the head, it is said to be the most elusive chakra in the Kundalini process. This chakra is associated with wisdom, enlightenment, and transcendence. And its governing planet is Uranus, and it is often linked to the pituitary gland. The presiding deity of the Sahasrara Chakra is Sri Lalita Devi, or the thousand-named goddess. It is said that she gives us the power to awaken the Kundalini in others upon awakening ourselves. Now the center of a thousand petals covers the limbic area of the brain like the closed bud of a lotus. Above this covering is the balloon-like structure of ego and superego. Now, as the brain is covered completely when these two institutions join and calcification takes place on top of the head, that is how we become a closed personality, limited personality. At the time of our spiritual awakening, you know, it is our second birth, this egg-like personality breaks at the top of the head. That is, our ego dies. The true nature of the seventh chakra is beyond human comprehension, actually. No words can do it justice. So I'm not going to speak much today except for the basics. When our crown chakra is cleansed and open, we experience divine union and cosmic love stretching out forever. Vibratory awareness becomes paramount as Kundalini unites us with the infinite wavelength of eternal vibration. Our unique frequency is in tune with the cosmic orchestra. The collective unconscious has become manifest. When our crown chakra is blocked or closed, we feel disconnected spiritually. We tend to doubt everything we have known to be true. In worst case scenarios, we tend to fall into an existential black hole. It's like an identity crisis, or it's called the dark night of the soul. Anybody who has experienced a spiritual awakening has definitely first gone through the dark night of the soul. And we shall discuss this experience in some other episode. Now, here's the beautiful double-edged sword of spiritual enlightenment. If we are able to make it through these dark times and shed that which weighed us down, that is our ego, then our crown chakra opens up once again, even wider than before, and we once again become receptive to stimuli to which before we were insensate. And this can happen many times on our spiritual journey. And each time we tend to gain new levels of wisdom, each time a new layer is peeled off, each time we reach a higher level of ascension. Now, the location of this chakra is at the very top of the head, okay, and it controls our inner and outer beauty, the way we perceive things, our spiritual connection. And the lesson that we need to learn from this chakra opening experience is, I am a vessel for love and light. Its element is divine consciousness, and it generally develops during the age of 43 to 49 years. The color associated with it is violet and white. Violet and white are universal colors. They promote feelings of being connected with all. These colors bring to mind thoughts and feelings of spirituality, oneness, and meditation. Violet and white can make you feel evolved, exalted, and spiritually awake. Now, the astrological sign associated with this chakra is the sign of Leo. It is so much like the royal lion Leo to be associated with a crown, right? So, Leos, your sign is ruled by the sun itself, which is most powerful in the space above your head. And you're most empowered in situations where you understand what is going on and can lead the implementation of a great solution. And maybe this is why Leo radiates a lot of grace. Leos are passionately idealistic. They are constantly seeking meaning, and they will dig deep to find it for themselves. A Leo does not blindly accept dogmas. They want reasons to follow a belief. And listening to an inner voice often guides them. Leos will read spiritual books, listen to spiritual leaders, but at the end of the day, they will trust that inner voice to send them in the best direction. Lions aren't afraid of sharing their beliefs, and they may become powerful spiritual leaders if they choose that path. However, Leos will only share their beliefs if they truly embody them, and they won't espouse something unless they are already walking and talking it, you know, walk the talk. A Leo can find spirituality outside organized religion also, and particularly loves going outside and experiencing nature in all forms. Spirituality is personal to Leos, and they may not have a name for what they believe. Despite their deep conviction, these people live their spiritual beliefs in everything they do. For them, spirituality is just as evident in their work as it is in a spiritual practice. If a Leo is cut off from, you know, their spirituality, or isn't living by a self-created ideal, it can become a reason for their unhappiness. And I can say all this because I have a strong Leo energy in my astrological chart. I have my sun sign in Leo, my midheaven or my 10th house is in Leo, as well as my north node, that is Rahu, and my part of fortune is in my fifth house, that is Leo energy again. So yeah, Leos need regular check-ins with their spiritual self, and they may find guided meditations, retreats, or spiritual gatherings helpful for creating accountability. Leos like accountability in their lives. Those of you who have strong Leo energy in your charts might resonate with what I'm saying. And other characteristic of a Leo is that they like to speak and read a lot about themselves, which I'm doing right now probably, so please excuse me for getting sidetracked. Anyways, moving back to the crown chakra. So when this chakra is activated, spiritual enlightenment shines through us. It is used in Raja Yoga to connect with divine powers. So when blocked, we lose connection with the divine, and all the matters are a matter. And that's when a Leo can become self-centered sometimes. Happens. Everybody have their light and dark sides, right? The journey is actually about learning to accept and becoming cautious about our shadow side, our dark side, and thereby transcend it and shine our light sides, right? Now, the metal associated with this chakra is gold, which is, you know, said to be the desired goal of the alchemists and the oldest form of currency. Diamond is also associated with this chakra because it is believed to be the purest of all crystals. Also, clear quartz helps profoundly to banish the negativity and connect with the divine. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Cautious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, cautious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time. Bye-bye.